large-scale hydrogen export industry. And how does a coal-fired power station fit into this? Well, Stanwell operates a power station west of Rockhampton, and it was at a Gladstone Engineering Alliance hydrogen industry briefing yesterday. Joining you now is Stanwell's General Manager, Stephen Coulter. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Inga.
Stephen, what was discussed in the industry briefing yesterday?
Well, yesterday afternoon, we had a really good session with the engineering bodies in Gladstone and people who've got capability in this space. It was an informal discussion. We talked to them about the project that we're looking at, or the feasibility study, and the opportunities that we see, Central Queensland being ideal because of the resources and infrastructure and capability that are here. And it was really to let the group here know what we're up to so that they could think about how they could contribute and help to make that project that we're working on a reality.
Well, we'll talk about that project in a minute, but just from the feedback and what you saw yesterday, do you think that there is a supply chain that businesses in Gladstone are geared up?
I think so. One of the real challenges of this project, Inga, is if it gets ahead, goes ahead, this will be the largest in the world. And the real challenge we've got is no one's built one like this before. So there's people who've got expertise in this area. And what we're really trying to do in our study is pull all those areas that we need expertise in into a partnership so that we can get this built. You know, it's a big job to start a whole industry from scratch. And Sam will certainly not going to be able to do it on our own. So at this stage, we're really looking to see and understand how and who's got the skills that we need to make this real.
Okay, well, can you tell me more about this project? Because you're doing the feasibility at the moment for a hydrogen project. So if you can just walk us through the project and what it will be.
Okay, sure. So as you say, this is a feasibility study at the moment, and our aim is to have a draft report back to our board in July and finalising it probably around September this year. But what we're looking at is a large-scale electrolyser, so 10 megawatts, so 10,000 kilowatts. When we started to think about the project and the opportunities there, that was an area that ARENA, the Renewable Energy Agency, wanted some learning and activity in that large scale. So we focused on a plant around that size. But you know, the reason this is a feasibility study is because this hydrogen from electrolysis at this large scale and from green electrolysis is new, and it's not commercial at the moment. So what we've been concentrating on is trying to find a market for the hydrogen that we produce and what are the best markets to sell this in, because then that will close the commercial gap between how much it costs and how much the product can be sold for. The aim of it is obviously to demonstrate and get learning opportunities to see where, you know, future plants could become cheaper and more commercial.
So you're looking for markets. What is the potential and is there any interest?
Yeah, there is a lot. And what's been really interesting is the areas that we started off thinking about are probably not the areas that we'll initially go into with this. So we kept a really open mind at the start of the project. The study, I should say. We didn't settle on like mobility or fuel for vehicles or fuel for transport or industrial use or ammonia is a really big one in central Queensland, because you'd need the hydrogen to make the ammonia for the fertilisers and the explosives used in mining. So we investigated all of those, formed up a long list, and then started to talk to, you know, potential customers about the reality of it. And where we've put our focus in most recently and where we'll probably end up is in a green ammonia environment, both locally to replace imported ammonia that we use in fertiliser and explosives, and we've found a strong interest in some green ammonia in Japan in the near future. So we're working really closely, because an export industry for this is really the golden egg, I suppose, or the thing that would really make this a valuable industry.
So if it does go ahead, how much of a game changer will this be for renewables and replacing coal?
Well, from the point of view of the hydrogen electrolyzer, about 40% of the cost of the product that you make is from the energy input. So Central Queensland's well positioned there. There's a lot of renewable energy resources and infrastructure in this area. There's potential for pumped hydro to provide a continuous supply and other technologies. So, yeah, we see Central Queensland, which is like the energy hub of Queensland, really being a great and economic and appropriate place to build a energy-intensive industry.
And there's a lot of talk about hydrogen at the moment. There's a state-run forum happening today in Gladstone about this as well. So will you be attending that?
I will. I'll be speaking and talking to people about our project and the stage we're at and what's next for us.
Yeah, so do you think, I know that you are doing the feasibility study and, you know, there is a lot of excitement around hydrogen. When, if it all comes off, like how quickly do you think that, you know, we could, you know, just see hydrogen being normalised, used every day?
Well, there's trials underway in Australia right now in Adelaide, injecting hydrogen into the domestic gas network. So consumers would be using it down there very soon. Without even knowing, you don't even have to change an appliance. You don't have to buy new barbecues or heaters or anything. So that is currently happening. What we're focusing on is a large-scale industry for industrial use. So we're probably 2 years away, I suspect, by the time we finish our study. The real challenge is none of the manufacturers of these electrolyzers have ever made one this big. So they're on the learning path as well.
Excellent. Well, we'll be watching the space closely. But Stephen Quilter, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, Inga.
Thank you. Stephen Quilter there, he is the general manager of Stanwell. So, yeah, very interesting things happening. And you'll hear a little bit more about hydrogen, what's happening in Gladstone.